Before you sell your Amazon business, go and speak to a people love knowing that they have something to do every single day. The cons of selling the business is that maybe you're going to lose your purpose in life. Maybe this is also a business that you've created from scratch and you're going to regret selling it. Stop what you're doing and write this down, because this is absolute gold. So I went and spoke to a business broker, and the advice that he gave me was, I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. In today's episode, we're going to talk about selling your Amazon business, or it could even be selling your Shopify-based business. And is it a good idea to sell, or is it not a good idea to sell? I'm going to talk about the pros and cons for each of those scenarios. Now, it really comes down to everyone's individual circumstances. Let's say that you've started an Amazon business from scratch. You've sourced a product from China. You've created a brand. You've trademarked it. Maybe you have a patent on your product, which could be a utility patent or a design patent, which is something unique about your product. And in fact, creates more uniqueness to your product, obviously through the patent, but it also creates more value to the overall business because now you've got something unique to sell. So maybe that's you. So let's say you've been trading for 5 years and you've been doing the hard yards the whole time, and you've got a lot of money that's been invested into this business. Now, usually by the time you get to 5 years down the track, depending, but you may have quite a large amount of inventory, let's say $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 worth of inventory. You've maybe invested as well in IP, such as the patent and trademark that I mentioned before, maybe even the R&D of the product. Gee, that could be anything. Let's say even $200,000. So now you've got $200,000 of just startup in R&D, and now $300,000 in actual inventory. And so ideally, when you're now looking to exit this business, and it could be from a range of things, but you've now decided, for whatever reason, it could be divorce. Hopefully it's not a divorce, but it could be you're just sick and tired of it. You're going through a life change. You want to get rid of this business and look at some other opportunities, and you're looking to cash out. So you're really hoping to now get back at least the $200,000 that you started up the business, and of course your $300,000 in inventory. And normally a selling price will be a multiple figure. Now, in the US, for example, they actually use a multiple of months. So when you go onto particular websites, and we'll talk about them later, websites who actually help you sell your business, they work in month multiples. So they might say times 34, and it means 34 times the average net profit of the business. In Australia, we talk about in years, so it'll be 3X, 4X, 5X. And an Amazon business traditionally would probably sell for probably a 3X if it's good, maybe even a 4X if it's really, really unique and has really strong profits and great IP to protect the brand and the product. So you're really hoping, let's say the product that you've got in Amazon, it's selling and it's doing $500,000 a year in profit. At a 3X multiple, you're looking now at a $1.5 million sale price and plus stock, okay, plus your inventory. So that would be another, on top of that, $300,000 in cost price inventory, cost price to you, not to the consumer. And so now your sale price is really now $1.8 million. Now, out of that $1.8 million, obviously you got your $300,000 to pay back in stock, and you've also got the $1.5 million, which can now go towards paying your initial investment, which was, in this scenario, $200,000. So pretty good at the end of the day. You would now walk away with the inventory back to you, but if we forget about that for a second, we're now talking $1.3 million in profit, not including the inventory, and happy days. You can now use that money, and also don't forget tax, right? Don't forget the government's going to come in there and give you a good old, yeah, make sure you pay up, steal your cash out. And that's a whole nother story of why we don't want to pay as much tax, but make sure you've got a good accountant. That leads me down another little rabbit hole here. Make sure you've got a good accountant. And in saying that, when you sell the business, may be the difference between how much you net or not, yeah, depending on the tax financial year. So before you sell, go and speak to a professional accountant and make sure it's the right time, because it could have different tax implications for you depending on the timeline. So let's say you've walked away though with now 1.3 million, let's say minus tax, let's say roughly $1 million. You can now use that $1 million for whatever you want. It might be to now put that into a new startup, because now you've decided you want to do something fresh. Maybe you're going to go put that into property. Maybe you're going to put that into first mortgage fund and just collect 10% a year. It's completely up to you. And so really it becomes a lifestyle type of sale, of the lifestyle that you perhaps don't want the business. Hopefully it's not because of a divorce. But there's some of the reasons why you want to sell. Now, you're probably going to ask me now, but Matt, you know, is it, so that's sort of, I guess, the pros of selling. I'm going to get an upfront lump sum and I'm going to be able to exit the business. And now I just have no business at all and I can just go and sit on the beach if I want to. Yes, there's that. But just think about this though, from a negative point of view, what is the con of it? And that is that in the first 3 years, if you continue to make $500,000 a year, after the first 3 years, you're now back to zero. Right? So you sell it for 1.5 mil. And in fact, when you take away tax and other expenses, you've really got roughly 2 years. So 2 years of profit until you catch up with your lump sum that you would have got 2 years earlier. Yeah. And maybe that's now not such a good idea. Maybe it was better to hold on to that business and collect the $500,000 for the next 10 years, because that's now over 10 years going to be $5 million. And maybe that sounds better for you. But it, as I said before, it really comes down to your personal circumstances, and maybe you want a new life change, something different to do, or go sit on the beach. So that's something to think about. But I want to share with you a story of, in my situation, when I thought about selling. And I had this healthcare product and I had an exclusive distribution for selling this product on Amazon around the world, let's say, most countries around the world. And I just sort of woke up one day and thought, you know what, why don't I just sell this business and cash out? And I think at the time I was able to probably, you know, doing sort of 3 to 5X, I can't remember exactly, but it was almost $10 million I was thinking I was going to be able to collect as a sale price. And I thought that was going to be great. So what did I do? As I went and spoke to a business broker. Yeah, someone who buys and sells businesses. And I actually got that advice though from my coach at the time. My business coach said, hey, if you're thinking about selling, you should go and speak to a business broker first and make sure the business is packaged up in a way that's going to be in the best position to get the best price. And it was something that I'd never thought about selling an online business before, so it never crossed my mind. And so that's what I did. I made an appointment with this guy. I paid him a very small fee, really, but I got his advice. And there was something that came out of it, which was absolutely extraordinary. And if you are, if you're traveling, if you're driving, riding a bike, walking, stop what you're doing and write this down, because this is absolute gold. And the advice that he gave me was, because set the stage, I've been in the business for a few years and my distribution agreement only was for 5 years initially. And I was already 3 years into the business. So now there's only 2 years remaining on the exclusive distribution contract. Not something I had thought of would be an issue. But as he sat down and worked out the numbers, he said, look, you're only going to be able to sell this based on a 2 year multiple, because that's all the person who's buying the business is going to be able to really guarantee the business for, the 2 years for them. And after that, they would have to renegotiate the exclusive distribution agreement. Now, as you can appreciate, if they go back to the owner of the business, he might say, no, I'm not doing anything. So therefore that's the end of it for them. Or he might change the terms, which then obviously changes a lot of things in the initial buying of the business and what their profit is going to be ongoing. So he said, what you need to do, and this is the point I'm going to get to, so write this note down. What he said was, go back to the owner of the business and renegotiate the terms of the contract. And I thought, I never even thought of that. So I literally did that. I went back to the owner and I had to put my thinking hat on. What do I really need? Now, he said to me, I only had 2 years remaining. So to make it more attractive for a buyer, I needed a longer term. So straight away, I went in and said, 10-year contract, please. That's what I asked for. But keep in mind, the only reason why I was able to get it, and I did get the 10 years, but the only reason why I could get the 10 years was because I had proven sales. I was selling in literally like this, Amazon, US, Canada, UK, Australia, Japan, Europe, and I was selling on Shopify, and I was actually packaging up the whole thing, just like, here it is, take the whole thing to the new buyer, you can have everything, and all the countries. So then the owner has granted the 10-year term. I'm thinking, this is brilliant. So because now I can go back to the market and say to a new buyer, you've now got a guaranteed 10 years of trading, which is going to be way more attractive for someone than just 2 years. Now, the other thing I put in was something, this is another one to write down. I was also concerned at the time that the owner of the business may, and this was something that we discussed and I knew was probably on the cards, is that he was going to sell his business, right? And now I'm talking like for $50, $100+ million. And I was afraid that if he sold it to a big, let's say pharmaceutical company, that they would just cut me out. They just tear up the contract and say, no, sorry, Matt, we've now bought the business and we don't need you anymore. Now, I don't know if that would have happened, but that was certainly a concern for me. And I didn't have that in my initial agreement. So this is something that I tell my clients now, that I'm telling you, is this is something that you should have in your distribution agreement if you can. Now, sometimes you might not be able to get it, but you might need to prove the sales first and then come back later and ask for more after you've proven yourself and your sales. So I said, I want, in lieu of the fact I was afraid of the owner selling the business, I said, what I want is if you, Mr. Business Owner, if you sell the business, I want 10% of the gross amount of sales. So if he sold his business for $100 million, I was going to get a payout of $10 million. And the other thing I put in there was and or 5 times my last year's profit. So if I'd done $500,000 in profit, I would get $2.5 million. But in the clause, it was whichever is the greatest. So if the $10 million is the greatest, that's what I was going to get. So, and that just gave me a lot of peace of mind that if anything happened from his side through a sale, that I would also have my business protected either with the $10 million payout or the $2.5 roughly million dollar payout. And this was something that this is something that you could put into your contract to give you more protection. The other thing that I put in there was I made it really, really clear that that if I wanted to transfer this business ownership, my business ownership, the exclusive distribution, that it was very, very simple. Now, what the owner ended up doing was putting in another clause that said he has the first right of refusal, which means that if I had someone come to me and say, Matt, I'm going to give you $10 million for your business, the owner of the brand had the first option to also agree to buy it out at $10 million. So either way, I was now protected. And that is definitely something that you should think about putting into your contract, and something that I talk to my clients about all the time in putting something like that in their contract to protect themselves for whatever happens in the future. So guys, that bit of information that I paid for with the broker, I just gave to you for free. So do not underestimate that bit of knowledge that I just passed on to you. And I hope you write that down somewhere, at least think about it when you're doing a contract with an exclusive distribution or similar, that you protect yourself if possible and write that down in the contract. So, so powerful, absolute golden information. So we've really focused on what are some of the positives of selling the business, but what are the cons of selling the business? Well, first of all, I just touched on the fact that you could lose cash flow. Obviously, you're not going to collect your $500,000 a year if you sell it today. The other thing though is the cons of selling the business. is that maybe you're going to lose your purpose in life. Some people love knowing that they have something to do every single day. So if you get rid of this business, I think it's important to know what is your next step going to be in life. Maybe this is also a business that you've created from scratch and you're going to regret selling it. A lot of people who, particularly if they're really married to the business and it's something they've started from scratch, they've developed the product, they've come up with a brand name, they can get quite emotional about it. But maybe you won't if you get a big check in the mail, I don't know. But just think about that as a consequence of selling this business. And are you going to be, I guess, emotionally and intellectually satisfied if you were to just let this go? Of course, one of the advantages of selling it is that now you don't have, you've got a whole bunch of more time on your hands. So now you can really think about things that you want to do into the future. One other thing that you should consider that could be a con in selling your business is the fact that what sort of expenses do you currently run through your business? A lot of people run car, fuel, insurance is potentially on a home office, your computer, your lighting in the office. There's just so many things that people run through their business. Now, if you sell the business and you don't have the cash flow now, you're going to have to still continue most likely to pay for the car, unless you're going to sell the car, but you're probably not. So you're going to have to still pay for the car, the fuel, the insurance, computer expenses, maybe there's subscriptions. Most people have a lot of subscriptions that put through the business. So you're now going to have to come up with that money yourself. And if you don't have another source of income, that could be a challenge for you. So you're probably looking at this episode or listening to this episode now and thinking, but Matt, what have you done? Have you sold a business or are you looking to sell your business? And I can tell you, I mentioned before about going to sell the business and I was thinking about selling it, but I obviously redid the whole contract. What happened after that though, I didn't end up selling the business. And I don't know upon reflection if it was something that I now regret, because during that time, it was absolutely in its heyday. I was making so much money. If I could have sold the business, in hindsight, I probably should have if I could have collected $10 million. But that said, I've actually made more than $10 million in cash flow in that time, like in profit. So I'm actually ahead financially. And what it's also done is it has enabled me to put a lot of things through the business, like I just said before. So okay, now that I really think about it, I think the best decision now, having looked back, was to not sell the business. And to date, I still haven't sold that business because it's still generating cash flow. I'm able to put a lot of things through the business. It's generating profit and it's giving me a lifestyle which most people would really envy. Now, if you're someone who's in a position where you do want to sell either your Amazon or Shopify or just an online business in general, then there are places that you can go to do research and also sell and buy businesses. And I'm going to give you some of them right now. Two top platforms that come to mind. One is EmpireFlippers.com. That's EmpireFlippers.com. Probably one of the biggest brokers out there at the moment. And they sell not just Amazon FBA businesses, but content sites, affiliate sites, subscription sites. There's just so many variations of online businesses and they sell them all. So if you get a moment, jump onto EmpireFlippers.com and just have a look. And you'll actually see, keep in mind that it's in America, so they use a monthly multiple of the profit to get their sale price. But it tells you the type of business it is, what niche it's in, what its turnover is per month, and what they're asking for the business. And if you supply your details, in other words, you log in for a free account, when you click on these particular listings for businesses, you can actually even go deeper and find out exactly what the product is. What sort of assets come with it. So assets can be things like the patents, the trademarks, but also things like Facebook accounts, Instagram accounts, YouTube accounts, because all those platforms are worth money because you can use those platforms obviously to help make sales. And if you've been in this space for even a little bit, you know, starting, for example, a YouTube channel, it takes a lot of time. So what's happening here is you're fast forwarding your time by just buying an established business potentially, or even you're selling, and you just simply get that like right then and there without the time delay. So, but you can go through all these different checks. Now, another question that comes up to me is, well, how do I trust an online business like this? You know, how do I just fork out my money and hope that the sales are going to be there, or I'm going to even get the business? Empire Flippers, as an example, has been in the industry for many, many years. And what they do is they also grade and do due diligence on the business for you. That said, you should also do your own due diligence, which is basically just checking things out, making sure everything's legit. One thing to note though, with something like an Amazon business, you can't actually fudge the numbers. If you're getting the exact data from Amazon, then you can't just fudge it. Like if you go and buy a milk bar down the road or a hairdressing salon, they can easily run a second set of books. The books they provide to the tax office and to you, which are going to be lower sales, and their own, probably a lot of cash in hand, et cetera, et cetera. And so you don't really know what the sales are going to be because they can manipulate it. Whereas an online business, it's much harder to manipulate the sales because it's going through other platforms' systems, which will spit out the numbers. So that's one thing to note. The other thing to note too is that when you're buying one of these businesses, the money goes into escrow, which means that it's sitting in, let's say, someone else's account, not controlled by the buyer or the seller. And so let's say you are buying a business and it's $1 million. You could put in the $1 million into escrow and then the seller will release the details of the business. You can then verify the details, make sure it's all hunky-dory. And then once you let Empire Flippers know that everything is good to go, they then release the money to the seller. So there's all these kind of checks and balances that are in place to protect both the buyer and the seller. And that's why these platforms are so well trusted now. The other company you can check out is Quiet Light Brokers, same as Empire Flippers, but I don't really like their dashboard as much. I think Empire Flippers is much easier to understand and navigate. And the other platform that you can check out is Flippa.com. That's Flippa.com. Flippa.com, I would say, sells a lot of businesses, or buys and sells a lot of businesses as a brokerage platform that are in much lower tier. So probably under the $500,000 mark, whereas Empire Flippers will do under the $500,000 and also well into the sort of $6-7 up to $10 million range. Quiet Light Brokers, they probably do more of the higher ticket things. So that's something to consider when you're looking at these types of different platforms. But please go and check them out, get an understanding of what's out there, because maybe if you're going into the Amazon niche or into the Shopify niche, selling your business is something that you should be considering and at least planning for, even if you never end up selling. Always have your business ready for sale. So guys, thank you so much for joining me. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you are enjoying this episode, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'd really appreciate that. And also for any future topics that you want me to address, leave a comment somewhere in the comment section. And thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.